Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, as promised, right now we're checking in with ESPN NFL analyst, former NFLer, Damian Woody, joining us on the Sprint People's Hotline. Damian, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No problem. How you guys doing?
No, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I'm lovely. I'm posted up at the house, man. I couldn't be better.
Man, you need to get a haircut.
Safe at home, baby. Safe at home.
Hold on. I thought I heard Key say something. What'd you say, Key?
You need to get a haircut.
Man, that's like everybody. Everybody need to get a haircut. I mean, yeah, don't worry. I'm going to be crispy soon enough.
Because you've been on TV for about 2 months looking real raggedy.
What? No, come on. Now, it ain't been like that now. Why you trying to play me like that, Key?
No, I was going to text you the other day. I was looking at you. I was like, I wonder if he know how he look right now.
I'm all right. I'm not looking any worse than a lot of these cats out here.
Yeah, I know. It's some dudes. Man, it's some guys. I some of my former teammates and stuff been, you know, we've been FaceTiming or whatever the case may be. Them dudes, they look at every bit of 70 years old. I'm like, come on, man. Y'all got these beards and all this gray in it, man. Go do something with y'allself. Speaking of doing something, Big Wood, what are we going to do about the NFL? Are we going to have, which I know we're going to have a season, when are we going to get going, though? That's the question I want to know from you.
You know what, Key, man? I'm feeling pretty optimistic that I think we're going to have some type of training camp in late July, August. I do. I feel like everyone now is in such a push to open things up. You know, whether that's good or bad, but I think the momentum is pushing towards states reopening, things starting to open up, and I think there's going to be some version of a training camp, you know, this year along the timeline that it normally is. So, you know, I'm feeling optimistic about football being played this fall.
And when it's played in the stadiums, you know, some stadiums, Miami Dolphins, and there's others to follow suit that are working on a plan for reduced attendance. How you think that's going to feel when you got a 70,000-seat stadium with 10,000, 15,000 people scattered throughout the stadium? Do you think that'll be enough to satisfy the players, or it doesn't even really matter if we have fans in the stands or not?
Well, you know what, Key? You know, people, you know, guys might say, oh, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just going to go out there and play. But I always say that's a bunch of BS. Key, the game of football is an emotional game. And, yes, guys are going to go out there and play. There's no question about that. But so often, man, we feed off the energy of the fans. You know, whether home or away, it plays a huge factor. I mean, you know this, man. Like, going down and playing in New Orleans, playing against the Saints, that home field advantage, or Kansas City, Seattle. You know, the fans, you know, in the stands play such a big role that I think if you have stadiums, whether it's 25% capacity or less, it's just going to have a totally different feel to the game as opposed to what it's been before.
You know, fans aside, do you believe that you can have a 65,000 seat stadium in Miami, keep 15,000 in as fans, and that's going to be enough to give you the energy that you're talking about?
No, I don't see that happening, man. When you're looking at, you go out there as a player, and you look at a stadium that's a quarter of the way full, you know, that's a big difference than, you know, rolling a stadium and the stadium is just filled to capacity. Remember, like I just said, game of football is so emotional, man. If you don't have that stadium there, you know, blistering with fans, whether they're cheering for you or booing you, it just has a totally different feel to it, man. So this is uncharted territory, and it's going to be a lot. It's going to be very different for a lot of players out there.
See, I guess, Damon, for me, I approach it differently because I really got after the coaches, the other teams that I played against. That was my fuel. My coaches, the other coaches on the opposing team, the players on the opposing team, even guys on my own team. So I was motivated by those things and kind of – so I approached it a little bit different. I really didn't pay attention to the stands unless unless I was doing something that I didn't have no business doing.
You know what, Key? Like, I'm along the same way, but, you know what I mean, we come from a different generation. You know, a lot of these, you know, a lot of these cats down, man, they feed into a lot of that. They feed into the fans and having the fans cheer for them and all that type of stuff. Where guys, you know, when we played, man, it was just, man, I'm just coming out of here to step on somebody's neck out here.
Yeah, that's how I think. Yeah, exactly. That's how I see it. I'm looking to slap Ty Law down. I don't care who in the building, because when we have the inner squad scrimmages, or we had the scrimmages and we scrimmage against other teams, it wasn't nobody in the stands. It was just us on the field. So we took it out on each other. But like you say, it's a different day, a different era. Speaking of different days, a different era now, it's been a little chatter, especially yesterday on our show, about the Los Angeles Rams and their quarterback situation with Jared Goff and the potential of Cam Newton, who's out there in the wind. Do you think Cam Newton would be a good fit here in L.A. as a, I don't want to call him a backup, but an added addition to the roster as the number two quarterback in two such time that the Rams get tired of Jared Goff?
Well, I think Key, man, I think Cam Newton mentality, he doesn't have a mentality of thinking, I'm not going to be a backup to anyone. You know, Cam Newton is like, shoot, before I got injured in 2018, I was putting up better statistics than my MVP year in 2015.
Say that again. I want to hear that one more time. Say that one more time for me.
I'm saying, Cam Newton has a mindset, I'm not being a backup to anyone.
What year was that?
I'm just saying right now, that's his mentality. Key, before he got his shoulder hurt in 2018, Cam Newton was having a better statistical year than his MVP year in 2015.
Mm-hmm. So preach, go on, preach. Preach, Woody, keep preaching to me, baby. Let me hear that music loud and clear.
I don't know what people think. People sleeping on Cam Newton. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than Cam.
Say it loud, Damon Woody. Say it loud.
There's not 16 quarterbacks better than Cam Newton. This is all about health. If Cam Newton is healthy, Cam Newton is a starting quarterback in the National Football League, period.
Thank you.
Damian Woody joining us here on the Spread People's Hotline. Damian, with that in mind, of those 16 guys that you said that are not better than Cam Newton, is Jared Goff in that 16?
If Cam Newton is healthy, I'm taking Cam Newton over Jared Goff.
Say it again, Brother Woody.
Hey, Woody.
If Cam Newton is healthy, I'm taking Cam Newton over Jared Goff.
Is that the reason why that's just a non-starter from the jump? Is because I think what you said is probably right, and I think that's probably what a lot of people would look at, and you don't need that conflict in the building, in the locker room, in the stadium?
Man, listen, let me tell you something. A lot of quarterbacks have the most fragile psyches of any position in football. You bring a Cam Newton into that Rams locker room, man, you're talking about butts getting tight. Everybody, you know, Jared Goff will get so tight just with the presence of a possible Cam Newton as his backup. Man, there's no way they would do something like that with the money they got invested in Jared Goff. I don't see that one playing out.
Brother Woody.
And Woody, I agree with you 100%. That was what I was saying in terms of the money. If you're going to bring in Cam, then you might as well just go ahead and move Jared Goff, because you've already lost Jared Goff. But I keep going back to everyone pointing to 2018. And in 2018, Todd Gurley was by far the best running back in the league. And now he's in Atlanta, and people are wondering if he's healthy. That's the same position, is it not, that Cam Newton is in? 2018, you were all world, you get hurt, and now people are scratching their head and wondering, can you still be what you once were?
But quarterbacks are viewed different.
I think there's a couple things that are totally different about that comparison. One, the position. You're talking about quarterback compared to a running back.
Yes.
We know those two, it's apples and oranges. We're talking about guy and Todd Gurley, who's everyone knows has an arthritic knee. And when you talk about arthritic knee, that's like the death kill for a running back. You know, especially for a guy who's, you know, who's still young. I think Todd Gurley's like 25, 26 years old. So, you know, to compare Todd Gurley's situation to Cam Newton is night and day. Cam Newton is 30 years old. He's going to be 31 in a few days. He's in his prime right now.
But Woody, why is Cam hurt?
Why is Cam hurt?
Yeah. Was hurt. Was.
Well, he was.
Who knows?
From what everyone is saying, Cam Newton has been checked out. He's healthy. He just can't get in front of team doctors to basically sign off on that. But listen, the way the Carolina Panthers use Cam, he's a unique athlete. So people might look at him like, okay, he's 30, but he has more miles than a 30-year-old. But what I am saying is, Cam Newton, if he's healthy, which I think he is, if he's healthy, man, Cam is a starter out here, period. There's no reason for Cam to be a backup quarterback to anyone out here.
Well, the only reason why I asked why was Cam hurt is because, and I brought up Todd Gurley specifically, because we know Cam is a runner and he takes a lot of punishment. And I think that's part of the reason why people are hesitant. It's not that he's a hurt QB, it's that he's a hurt running QB. And because of that, he's doing even more differently, I would say more aligned to runners than traditional in-pocket quarterbacks.
But I will say this. If you watch, North Turner started pulling away from the kind of way they've been using Cam in past years. He had been refining Cam as more of a passer. And if you look at his numbers as a passer was significantly better than in years past. So Cam was already, treading towards being more of a pocket passing type of quarterback by the time he got hurt. Listen, if you're bringing in Cam Newton, you're bringing in everything that Cam Newton brings to the table. There's no way that you're going to ask a guy who's 6'6", 250 pounds with the athletic ability that Cam Newton has and tell him, we don't want you to run. That would be stupid. That's an asset you need to enhance that position. This whole thing is about if Cam Newton is healthy, I'm all in.
Damian Woody joining us on the Sprint People's Hotline. Damian, go to the other team here in Los Angeles for a second. How long do you think it's going to take for Justin Herbert to get on the field ahead of Tyrod Taylor?
Man, listen. I think the L.A. Chargers are a good team. I think Phillip Rivers was an old turnover-prone quarterback. I'm really interested to see what Tyrod Taylor does, considering that he's more mobile. I think he's less apt to turn the ball over. But we know, man, we know the economics behind this whole thing, too, is that you're going into a new stadium. All right? You're competing with, a cross-rival team in the Los Angeles Rams. If they don't come out of the gates quick, if things start turning sideways, you know how it is, man. You got a young guy who was the sixth pick in the draft. Man, they're going to be calling for him to get out there ASAP. So I know they talk about they believe in Tyrod Taylor, but Tyrod Taylor needs to get off to a good start or it's going to be a lot of noise about Justin Herbert getting out there immediately.
Damian Woody on the Sprint People's Hotline. Woody, appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Man, all right, brother Woody.
Hey, don't worry, Key. I'm going to get that haircut soon, man. I'm going to get crispy. Believe that.
All right.
Thanks, Woody. Yeah, Key, everybody, it's funny. You look at TV, local news, whatever it is. Everybody on television needs a haircut.
pretty much everybody that has hair needs a cut. I was FaceTiming with some friends last night, some former athletes, and they, man, I'm telling you, I said, man, you look like Mike Tyson with a beard. It was so gray. I'm like, damn, you look like you're 70 years old, man. Man, we can't get no cuts out here. I'm like, well, God, do something.
You could break out the shoe polish or something.
Do something.
Cover up the gray slow. All right, let's come back. Let's talk a little bit about what Woody said, specifically with Cam Newton. Not so much with the Rams, but whether or not starting is the only option for him or maybe waiting until something comes open is a better choice. That's coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN. It is May 6th, and Cam Newton is still not with the team. And Key, you said that he'd sign after the draft, and obviously it's after the draft, but there's plenty of time before the season starts. So maybe something will shake loose. But the idea of, you know, Key, I think we'd all agree. Tell me if anybody disagrees with this, but we'd all agree that Cam Newton is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world, right? That he's a starting quarterback is not a stretch. He's not on the team. There are not a ton of vacancies. So the question becomes, do you want to go take a backup role somewhere because that's your only option? Or do you say, no, man, I'm not a backup quarterback. I'm going to wait. I'll sit out if I have to.
It depends on where are you at in life. Like, where's your view? Like, if he sits out, okay. So it starts with this. What are your options, right? Mm-hmm. Backup role on what type of team? Is it a backup role on a team that's going nowhere? Or is it a backup role on a team that is a quarterback away but doesn't realize it? Is it a backup role with a team that has a quarterback that they just signed a $200 million deal with that I'm not ever going to get on the field? Is what, like, which what it is? At the end of the day, that's what you got to make a decision on if you Cam Newton. If someone comes to me and they're Kansas City Chiefs and they want me to be the backup to Patrick Mahomes, chances are that ain't gonna happen. I can't help you. If you come to me and you tell me it's a role to a guy that you're not comfortable with in a Jared Goff or a role that you're not comfortable with in Chicago because of Mitch Trubisky, but they got Nick Foles, but if Nick Foles wasn't there, it may be something that I take a look at. I got to put myself in the best position to be able to take over in the shortest period of time as possible. Otherwise, I can sit tight and wait until somebody either gets hurt or till next season. That way I know that I'm fully healthy, and I know that y'all know I'm fully healthy, even though the NFL can't cut me, a team can't release me until I'm cleared healthy by doctors. And we had an independent doctor in Atlanta that said, okay, he's good to go, so therefore the Carolina Panthers released him. So we all know he's healthy. He just can't get in front of other doctors. So if I'm Cam and the right spot is not there, then I am going to probably take a look at just staying at home, because the money that you're trying to give me isn't the money that would make me want to play football right now anyway.
Why not pick up the phone, make a couple of phone calls on your own behalf, and just say, just get me into camp? Like, you look at the teams that you see where you can fit in, and not your agent, not some in-between guy, you. You make the phone call. You call up Coach Lynn and say, listen, Coach, just bring me into camp. I'm not asking for any guarantees. Just let me show you
what
I can do.
Put me in, Coach. Like, I'm ready to play.
What's wrong with just doing that as opposed to sitting out?
Because I'm not begging for a job.
Stop begging.
No, it is. No, it is. I'm Cam Newton. I'm Superman. I'm a former MVP that's several years removed from that. But I also took a team to the Super Bowl. You signed some of these other dudes with no problem at all.
I'm not begging you for no damn job. I get that his resume is impressive. I understand that. The fact of the matter is, though, his phone's not ringing off the hook.
I understand that, too, Coach. But at the same time, I'm not picking up the phone. You know where I'm at. You know, here's one. In the sports world agency business, Travis, you get clients, right? They want to know why they're not signed. How come they won't sign me? How come have you guys been calling? Man, they got a board that's as big as a wall. They know you there. They know you there. They're not interested. They know you're there. I'm not going to continue to keep calling.
You and Woody, you're confusing me, and this is why. You're saying unequivocally, if he's healthy, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But you're also telling me he's on the board and no one's interested in his services.
You don't understand. What you try to do as a journalist is flip the script. Okay, now do you sit tight for a minute, sir? The problem that you have with Cam is he's a starting quarterback. There's no availability for starting quarterbacks in the NFL. There's 32 teams with 32 quarterbacks that are under contract. Every team has a different mission. He's better than everybody in Miami. Miami's mission was to draft a young quarterback and go with a dude like Fitzpatrick that's not going to threaten the young dude that they drafted. You move to another team. The New England Patriots does not fit Cam Newton's style. They got their quarterbacks that they like. You move to another team, move to the New York Jets. They got a young quarterback that they drafted high. You move to the Giants. They just took a quarter. I could go around the league. There's no
starting. All you're doing is making my point.
But there's no starting back. You want them, Newt. You want them to cut somebody to sign a dude, and they're not going to do that.
You
and Woody are on air preaching. You're like, preach, brother. Come on with it.
LC,
they're not going to cut these starting quarterbacks to sign Cam.
It's not going to happen, dude.
Then he's not who you say he is. Then he's not who you say he is.
That's not true. They're not going to do that.
Then he's not who you say he is. That's it.
You don't get it, man.
Just by definition.
You don't get it. You want to try to make it seem like Cam isn't good when Cam is good and he's a starter. But this would happen. This would happen to any quarterback that's put in this position. This is not the first time this has happened before. Other guys take backup roles. He obviously does not want a backup role right now.
If Russell Wilson was injured and missed a season and all of a sudden found himself on the free agent market, teams with starting quarterbacks would make the decision to bring in Russell Wilson instead.
Now, I'm not going to say that.
And there are other teams that would take other players.
I'm not going to say that, Travis. Because out of 32 teams, there's about 25 or so that have their quarterbacks for the future that they feel good with.
Okay.
Then there's the other teams that signed quarterbacks for that they think is going to replace or they drafted quarterbacks. The LA Chargers like Tyrod Taylor. They decided to go young with Justin Herbert, okay, to be the guy for the future. They already had a guy there that they felt good about that's okay with being the backup.
But if all of those things are true, and I agree with you, Keith, then he's not a starting quarterback. If the logjam of all 32 teams are full and no one is choosing him, by definition, he's not even a backup quarterback at this point.
He can't. The New Orleans Saints are not cutting Drew Brees to sign Cam Newton. Cam Newton doesn't want to go to Miami at this age. He doesn't want to go to Cincinnati at this age. He doesn't want to be there. Those teams need quarterbacks badly. There's no perfect situation for him. Carolina released him after free agency started, not before.
This is all very true, Key.
You gotta understand the way that they think and how the league operates.
I'm understanding 100%. And that
he can't go to Detroit. Matthew Stafford contract won't allow that to happen.
I understand, Key. But here's what you want me to believe. Here's what you're asking the listeners to believe. That if healthy,
I ain't asking you to believe a damn thing. You believe what you want to believe.
Cam Newton, based upon the conversation you just had with Damian Woody, all in church.
Let me ask you this: Why the hell is me and Woody on the same page, and I ain't talked to Woody in months?
I'm going to finish this point. You two were on having church how fantastic Cam Newton is, and so you're telling me that all the teams in the league are looking at Cam Newton and saying, he's one of the best that's available, but I can't use the best that's available. I got to stick with my plan. You're telling me.
Out of 32 teams, let me ask you this, Smarty Pants.
You're telling me, Mr. Journalist Smarty Pants, out of all the teams, let me ask you this. None of them are going to church the way that you guys went to church.
Damn Cam Newton. Out of all the 32 teams, if Lamar Jackson was available, do you think out of all the 32 teams, he would be swapped up by
30
of them?
Not 32, but half the league would.
You think so? You really think so?
Yes.
Well, you don't know nothing about the league then, sir. Because he wouldn't be picked up. He
Travis,
wouldn't be picked up by a lot of
Travis,
the teams in the league.
You are an idiot,
because they
Travis.
Don't want his
How,
style.
You are so stupid, Travis. Why would you think a team would want the MVP of the league on their squad? You
right.
are ridiculous.
A healthy MVP of the league.
Yeah, and guess what? And guess what? They don't like that style, sucker. Move on to the next topic.
All right, we're going to do our morning show draft. That is coming up next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
All right, so LZ has opened up a little bit of a lead in our morning show drafts. LZ, correct me if I'm wrong. I think you have 3 wins, and I have 2, and Key has 1. Is that right, Raj? Do we know the
No, I got 2.
I don't, no, Key, you only have 1. No, it's not true. Key has 1 victory.
Why are you so quick to, why are you always so quick to point out what I got?
I like facts and accuracy.
Hey, so, man, you another hater.
So is that the right tally?
I believe LZ has 2. I believe
no, LZ's got more than 2 for sure.
All right, well, then it's 3-2-1 because you've won 2.
I think it's 3-2-1. So today's draft is famous vehicles in movies and TV, right? So cars, motorcycles, whatever you want. So now we need to figure out what is the order of the draft. Where are we in that rotation, Rob?
It's a snake draft.
That's right. It is a snake draft, and I like to mix it up. So this time, Travis, you'll be number 1. Keyshawn will be in the middle. And LZ will be number 3.
Man,
so
I never go first. That's a problem.
That's not true. You've been first plenty of times. You usually blow it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with that being said, we've all grown up watching TV and movies, and we've fallen in love with a car more so than the actor. Sometimes we know their names. So, Travis, you are first. Who are you taking first in the vehicle snake draft?
All right. So I know that this may land a little awkwardly because Uh-oh. Of the what's like on the car, but
don't do it, Travis.
Don't do it. Don't do it. We just had a problem. We just had a problem in San Diego. Don't do it.
I am gonna.
Don't
do
you
it.
Dare.
I absolutely do it, am gonna do it. And
we gotta get rid of Travis.
I'm taking the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
No, Travis. No.
Do you, Travis, do you understand what's on the side of that car?
No one understood when we were watching it at all.
But I guess, look, Travis. Hey, vote. Travis, yes. I guess it doesn't matter because they draft guys in the NFL that do stuff, so.
Yeah. I'm bringing up both stuff. All right, Keisha, I'm not bringing this to you.
Hold on. One thing. I want to make this very clear. This is about the iconic nature of these vehicles.
No, let me do it for you.
Not about politics.
Do it, Trav.
That goes along with the car.
Let me do it for you, Travis.
Yes.
In no way, shape, form does this have anything to do with the integrity of Travis Rogers.
Thank you, Ken.
The fact that he has taken the Dukes of Hazzard car with the giant logo right in the center of the hood. Okay?
Yeah.
So,
all right, now we got to move it on. All right, Keyshawn, let's go. You're number 2. So General Eagle's off the board at number 1. A good first
pop. Just a good old boy.
Keyshawn, that brings us to you. What are you taking there?
Is the you know, it's weird because I can go a couple different ways here, and I think the Knight Rider is the way that I'm going to go. Even though it's an older situation, it's still, you know, it's one of those iconic cars that's been in a show. You can always go Batman or whatever, but I think in this situation, because Knight Rider's Knight Rider, Batman's changed cars, looks, and shapes and sizes throughout the years with the movies, and the other Batmans way back in the West days, people don't remember that. So I'm going to go Knight Rider.
Okay, he's going with the 1982 Pontiac Trans Am, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't remember, Knight Rider stands for the Knight Industries 2000. I think that was Travis taught us that.
Michael.
Yep.
All right.
That's my theme song when I win these things.
That's right. LZ, that brings us to you. And, of course, you have back-to-back picks because this is, in fact,
it's a snake draft.
All right, so I'm going to definitely take the Batmobile off of the ranks.
Okay.
Since I'm drafting third, I feel like I just drafted Jordan, and everybody else just got Sam Bowie. So I'm going Batmobile.
You used that one already. Can't use that one. Come up with another one.
You keep doing the same thing. So I'm going to keep using the same analogy. And then my second pick, I'm going to go with the James Bond Aston Martin.
Oh, a sleeper pick here. Okay. All right.
But what year Batman? Because Batman has a couple years. I need to know what year.
It can evolve. It can evolve. That's what. So
well, that's why I didn't
take
Batman, but whatever.
All right. So the 007 for LZ. So that brings us back to you, Keyshawn.
I would go, and we can use anything. So I'm going to go chips. I'm going to go chips. And I'm going to go to motorcycles. Punch and what was the other guy's name?
John Baker.
John Baker. Officer Baker and Puncherello.
Well, you'll be hearing this music later when Karen Kay comes up with traffic, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be coming up shortly. So that brings us to you, Travis. And, of course, you have two picks because you know what this is.
It's a snake draft.
All right. So I've got two that I like my next two picks here a lot. I'm going to go with the Gran Torino from Starsky and Hutch. I'm going to go with that car. So that's my next pick. And then after that, I've got a couple of different choices here. I'm going to take the A-Team van. I'm going to, because I like that it's the only van I've ever seen that had a spoiler on top. I picture driving around town with that thing. So I'm going to take the A-Team van there, too.
Okay, the 1975 Ford Gran Torino was off the board to Starsky and Hutt, and a sleeper pick that LZ was hoping to get, the A-Team van is off. So that's the 1983 GMC van, by the way, if you keep a track at home. Go ahead, Keyshawn.
I'm
going to go with the Michael J. Fox Back to the Future.
Okay.
Is that the John DeLorean or something?
The DeLorean.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that vehicle. I feel like, you know, people would really remember that more so than anything else.
Yeah, that's the 1981 DeLorean DMC 12. Freaking track. So, LZ, that brings us to your final two picks because you know what it is.
It's a snake draft.
Yeah, I know you were hoping that A-Team van would fall to you, but it didn't, so talk to me.
I was definitely looking to pick that one up. I am going to go with Optimus Prime.
Ooh, not bad.
I'm going to pick up Optimus Prime because, you know, it's a snake draft. I'm going to get to pick one more.
Uh-huh. And that's a sneaky one. You snuck that one in. I like that.
And then I'm going to go with I got a couple of choices here.
Okay, move along.
And it is radio, live radio, in fact. So you can speed it up.
I'm trying to speed it up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Ferrari from Ferris Bueller Day Off.
Oh, a little good choice. Sneaky one again, yeah.
That's a good choice.
Okay, so Ferris Bueller and Optimus Prime. You could just, Optimus could just transform and blow all the other cars up. So, you know what I mean? So that brings us to you, Keith, for your final pick. Who are you rolling with?
Fast and Furious, man.
Oh, which one?
Fast and Furious. It doesn't matter. They all the cars. Okay, it's like Batman. You know, it's like Batman.
I didn't say all the Transformers.
Yeah, Batman. It's like all the cars in Batman. It's just whichever one you want. There's, you know, Batman 1970.
Well, then
Batman
change mine to Transformers. There, all of them.
So Fast and Furious, the most popular, I believe, was the 1969 Dodge Charger Daytona. So we'll go with that one for you, Key.
That's fine. Fast and Furious.
All right. You got the 83 Kyoto. So that brings us to you, Travis, for your final pick in the snake draft. What do you got, buddy?
I'm going to stay on theme. All of my vehicles have come from the 70s and early 80s, so I'm just going to finish it out. I'm going to have all four of mine from that same era. I'm going to take the Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
Yeah, you lose. You lose. Yeah.
That's a 1977 Pontiac Trans Am. That one is tight.
And you think I'm lying? I just saw one of those deals a couple months ago out here.
I remember you telling us. Yeah. No, I did. And it had the Eagle or the Firebird or whatever the hell that thing is on the hood. That the T-tops and Sally Field riding shotgun.
I knew you were going Sally Field. So, all right. So that's our – and we find it on social media. Travis has General Lee. He disappointed a little segment of the population, but he goes with General Lee. Gran Torino, Starsky and Hutch, the 18 band, and Smoking the Bandit. Keyshawn has the Knight Rider, who I thought would go first, but that's fine. Chips, and went with some motorcycles, Back to the Future. All the pick of Fast and Furious muscle car. And, of course, LZ has the Batmobile 007. What's that car called again, LZ?
Aston Martin.
Okay. Optimus Prime and Ferris Bueller's Ferrari?
Yeah, 1961 Ferrari. It's a good choice.
All right. Well, good luck,
remember
people.
That Travis picked that number one pick overall does not.
Thank you, Key.
Okay.
I appreciate you having my back. Thank you.
It is not who Travis Rogers is.
All right. God. Take It or Shake It is coming up in the very next segment. That's coming up next. All right, so we're still waiting to get a return date on the NBA. We're still waiting to see it, but there's a little bit of news about Kevin Durant. The Brooklyn Nets are currently seventh in the Eastern Conference, and the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, Sean Marks, said that's a $110 million question, talking about whether or not KD would come back if and when it does return. Kevin Durant should play in the playoffs if he's healthy. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it. All right, take it, Key.
He looks healthy to me. I don't know, you know. He looks healthy watching highlights of him working out. Depending on – now, is Kyrie Irving out for the year or no?
Yes.
Oh, see, now that's – I'll shake it.
Take it now.
Yeah, I had to shake it because Kyrie's not there, so they might as well shut it down and let him get fully healthy. Might as well, because you wasn't really thinking about it before the pandemic. So why rush it? I didn't realize. I thought Kyrie had gotten hurt, but I wasn't 100% sure that he was done for the year.
It would be interesting to see him play because it's Kevin Durant. We'd all love to see him play, but it does not feel like the Brooklyn Nets are a threat to win anything. So why not just wait? Because the next season is going to start right on the heels of whenever we finish this one. Wait for that.
Yeah, that's why I shook it. I originally took it, but then I shook it.
All right, let's go. Say again, LZ.
Oh, I said I've been there before.
All right, let's go to this. Tua says that he's going to wear number one because Dan Marino's 13 is retired in Miami. Tua wearing number one as a quarterback, to use your terminology, Key, looks right. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
All right, my friend.
Because he's going to look really little in one. And I don't like that look on him. Cam can wear one. Warren Moon can wear one because they're big dudes. This dude wearing one, he going to look little because he already 5'11". So you can only imagine what he going to look like.
So what, you wear like 14 or something?
I mean, he can't wear 13. 14 is fitsy. You could probably stick him in a
12.
15 is ugly. Maybe give him like a 12 or a 17. Maybe even 11 would be right on him. 11 is 11. 11 would look right on him. But I think the receiver wears 11 though, right?
I think their receiver
Parker? Wears 11. Parker.
Parker. Yep.
Yeah, I think he's 11. But one is going to make him look like an itty bitty.
Can anybody wear zero?
I don't think he can. Oh, I don't think, I'm not in the NFL. He wears baseball. All right, let's go to here. Let's take a listen to Mike Tannenbaum, who's talking about Andy Dalton in Dallas if Dak Prescott continues to not sign a contract.
Last year, Ezekiel Elliott went to Cabo. He came back. They plugged him in. He played the opener. This is totally different. They have a new head coach in Mike McCarthy. They have the same offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. So the offense should be the same. But if he doesn't show up until that Tuesday before opening day, I would expect Andy Dalton to be the starter at least for week one.
Andy Dalton could be your week one starter. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
We got a back.
Wow.
Well, if he's coming the day before the damn game as a quarterback, yeah, he's going to wind up – they're going to wind up probably playing Andy Dalton. I mean, that's probably is correct. Mike Tannenbaum has gotten something right. That's absolutely right. That wasn't a dig at Mike.
He'll be there long before the day before, don't you think? I mean, I just – quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't
quarterback, yeah, for sure. I didn't think it would get this – I didn't think it would be this long for the holdout, but it is just because of what you just said. He's a quarterback. Quarterbacks just tend to – it's a different position. They tend to do things differently. You need that position to be there. It's not like a receiver or a defensive back, defensive lineman. You know, it won't hurt him, but I would believe that Andy Dalton, if he doesn't show up until the Wednesday of the game week, I would think that Andy Dalton, going through training camp, preseason, I would think Andy Dalton would come out as the week one starter if that's the case.
All right, let's go to a quick tennis one here. Rafael Nadal says that he'd be willing to give up the 2020 tennis season if it meant getting back on schedule for 2021. Rafael Nadal needs to stop talking, take it or shake it.
LZ?
It's Keyshawn's take it or shake it.
Shake it!
Shake
oh,
it.
Shake it. Be quiet.
Yeah, you need to be quiet, Key.
See, I knew you would. I knew you would. That's why I said it. Well, look, if it's getting back on track, because the tennis season is already okay. So the summer's lost, right? What events are in the? So we already missed the French. The yes. Summer's U.S. and Wimbledon. Then we got some Miamis and some tournaments like that, and then you go into Australian Open in December. So it's pretty much over with, because there's no tournament in November.
Well, they right? rescheduled the French Open.
I thought it was mine. I thought it was me. Why are you talking?
You asked the question. When you say right, there's a question mark at the end of that statement. So I'm assuming you're looking for an answer.
Not from you, but go ahead. You're the tennis expert. So go ahead. Tell me though, seriously.
They moved the French Open early. So they've already rescheduled the French Open until after September. They're thinking about moving the U.S. Open to Indian Wells out here in California. But his point about the travel is what's kind of like the linchpin of it all. And it's what we're dealing here domestically. How do you have all these teams playing from all these different cities and dealing with all the travel? And with tennis, you got players from all over the world coming into one location, like in the United States, for instance. How do you handle that in terms of all the travel? So I think the travel conversation he's bringing up is a good one. But to scrap the whole season because you can't answer the travel season, this travel question in May, is a little premature to me for every sport, not just tennis, but every sport.
Well, I don't think that they're going to scrap it right now, right? It would be later on, like get a few more months in, then make that decision. Because if you're moving things around, travel is a big part of the international people because everybody can't afford to fly private. You're moving things around, and at some point, those dates, you're going to run out of dates of moving stuff. So I would certainly, you know, I understand what he's saying at the end of the day. You know, tennis is cool, but it ain't like the world going to stop because tennis ain't playing.
All right, let's do one more quick one here. ESPN ranks some sneakers. They had Air Force Ones over Chuck Taylors. Chuck's got the short end of the stick. Take it or shake it.
But wait, hold on. For what, though, Els? I mean, Travis? For what? For to play in or what? Or what is it?
Iconic.
Iconic.
Oh, man. Chuck's is – come on. Stop it. Chuck's is – I'm taking Chuck's all day long.
So you're shaking it.
Oh, yeah, I'm shaking it for sure.
Shaking.
Yeah, Chucks, we rocking Chucks to this day, man. Come on now, stop.
I was going to say, people still wear those all over the place.
Only people wearing Air Force Ones is the people in jail.
A kick could go on.
No, I'm just saying, because they got all, you know, they wear the neutral all whites and stuff like that. Nobody ain't really wearing no Air Force Ones. Chucks, you rocking Chucks right now to this day. Only person, no, in all fairness, Mr. Kraft wear Air Force Ones.
He sure does.
Yeah, Mr. Crow, I caught him.
And Green, too.
Yeah, oh, he looked. Ooh, he thought he was a fashion model. I was at one of the games with him and sitting in the box. I'm like, man, what you know about those? You know, he had them on. But, no, the Chucks, we rock Chucks to this day. I rock them with my suits. When I be clean on TV, you know I be clean and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Crispy.
Clean for sure. Facts, 100.
All right. Did a former major leaguer let an opening day out of the bag? Jeff Passan will tell us next. That's coming up on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.